from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Getting into the Thursday full show dump.
Yes.
Exciting time if you are in Melbourne coming out of lockdown at midnight tonight.
And for people that may be listening to this around the world or indeed around the country, Melbourne has is about to come out of the world's longest lockdown.
It's been a long time.
280 days or something,
is it? 256?
262?
It's been a lot.
Yeah. I've forgotten what normal life is like.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
You know, the last time I experienced real freedom was probably as a young boy wandering around the suburbs on my bike. After that, and more recently, it was at the end of the Adelaide Festival in 2019.
Yeah.
And COVID was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we don't even know if we're going to get the last weekend of the Adelaide Festival in. And we were like, what, because of this cut?
In 2020. Yeah, what?
That virus in China.
Yeah, 2020. Yes. Like, because COVID. Oh, Moon, let's have a drink. This is rubbish.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
Sure enough, pretty much since then, we've been in and out of lockdown.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And the most we've been out has probably been what?
A few weeks. Maybe
four, five, 6 weeks.
Yeah, at the most, earlier in the year, I reckon.
Yeah.
The Grand Prix was the day for me where I was like, whoa.
You're cancelling the Grand Prix?
Yeah, that
everyone
was big.
Everyone was queued up.
And then that week was that same day they then cancelled the comedy festival, this.
Yeah.
I remember I was sitting in the audience of the opening to Cirque du Soleil, and I sat there thinking, this might be the last time I'm in a crowd of people for a while.
Yeah.
And
It was.
Yeah.
And they closed the borders too?
Oh, everything.
Australia?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, it's been a disaster.
Remember COVID?
We'll look back fondly on this.
Memories. As a parent, we'll be able to say to our kids, you know, you spend a large chunk of time out of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, it's going to be a real issue for some COVID kids.
Mm.
Yeah, it sure will be.
The duncey ones.
Get in touch with us through Insta, at Marty Shigold Show. William, you're in charge of those. What do you got?
All right, so the biggest thing on the podcast yesterday, of course, was the county debate.
Oh, my God. Are we
so much
can we remove the emotion from this debate?
Have we got a poll result?
We do have a poll result.
Okay.
Right. Now, let's just remove the emotion from this.
Oh, my emotion was actually,
you were wonderful.
I'm calm. I'm zen.
Matt, I thank you for having my back. And will we agree that, you know, the New York answer?
Yes,
let's reset.
Yes.
Let's reset.
Yeah, okay. In three ways, 2 weeks ago, or not this week, the week before.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
I accepted Troy's answer of New York when he should have said New York streets.
Yes.
I acknowledge that was wrong.
It's very vague.
You said three streets and he said New York and you said yes.
Because he could have been saying Lexington. New York stadiums, New York cafes, New York museums.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
I'm putting that down to Zoom confusion and lag, and let's just get the game moving along.
Sure. We had some technical challenges that way.
Okay, let's not start.
No emotion.
This week, what happened?
I named three counties of England.
Worcestershire, somewhere else and somewhere else.
Devon and Cornwall.
And Troy and I went early with sauce.
Yeah.
As soon as we heard Worcestershire, we were like, sauces!
Thinking food.
Yeah. No, Worcestershire's a wonderful sauce.
Oh, to add to many dishes.
Yeah, it fixes everything.
But particularly eggs.
Oh, yes.
Worcestershire and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's got to go in a bolognese.
Oh, see, I don't put it in my
just
bolognese.
Just a tiny bit.
I might do that.
Yeah, I'll do like that. That's not up for debate.
No.
How wonderful Worcestershire sauce is.
No, absolutely not.
It's a good sauce.
Great sauce. Lauren said places in England. I asked for more information. She said cities. I said incorrect.
Because it's counties.
And Matt thought you should have just accepted places in England. Full stop.
That is more than specific enough.
We've had so much feedback.
Oh, good.
I'll save the poll results. So I'll just go through a couple of people, including Ryan, who said pull your head in. Will, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ben, sorry to bring it up again, but if you accept places in England, you would also accept places on Earth. Specific is needed.
No.
Love the show. Thanks, Ben.
England is the specificity.
Hey, I'm reading feedback. There's no emotion.
Shut up.
Matthew, a few people thought the poll was flawed. So the poll that went up, it's two questions. Is counties too specific? Should he have accepted places?
Yeah.
I don't think it's flawed.
The answer is yes either way.
Is counties too specific?
Counties is too specific. You should have accepted places.
Yes.
It's both yes. So
I
yes
think,
is the answer.
I think Claire did a good job with the poll.
It could be no. Counties is not too specific.
Well, yeah. Yes. Matthew said, I generally back my boy Will to the hilt.
But not this time?
Matt is right this time. Places in England is specific enough, says Matthew.
Oh, this is very tight.
This is heading towards Matthew's camp.
He's got a smile on his face.
Could be a win
Luke,
for Matthew.
I agree that places is too generic. It's as good as saying English things, okay. says Luke.
Oh, another one for Will.
There's so many. The gin dog says that I was mispronouncing Worcestershire. Okay. I was going like a whoosh. I think it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
So thank you for that one, the gin dog.
Still a great source.
yes. Also said you're absolutely right to not accept places or cities.
All right. Let's get to the result.
I like that. Can I just read this last one?
Please. Reece, you can do whatever you like.
Because this is really pumping me up.
Okay.
Since Loz has been flogging her text line, she seems to have... a lot of digs at the quiz goat. Settle down, Trish. 9-inch can flick the switch and dominate again anytime he chooses. Don't awaken the sleeping giants.
That's a friend of yours. It's obviously a friend
not
of
a friend of mine.
Don't awaken the sleeping giants.
We'll get to the poll. It's the closest cheer poll we've ever done in the history of this.
Well, can we say what it was at 6 a.m. when Clara checked in? At 6 a.m., Clara sent us a screenshot of where it was at.
Yeah, on today's
show. Let me open it.
Just let me open it.
Uno momento. It was equal yes and no, 196 for each.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's how close
50,
it is.
50.
Yeah.
Well, we need a drum roll.
There's currently four votes that separate the two hands.
Now, this is why he's doing it now, because it's going to be in his favour.
This is super tight.
He's chosen his moment.
Sorry?
This is super tight.
I think it's a stupid poll and it has no bearing on my future question.
Oh, that means he might have lost.
Yeah. I'm the winner here. Hang on.
Someone's cranky.
He's softening the ground.
The winner of the Marty Shear poll is no, it's me.
I knew he was bluffing.
Another win for Will.
By four. If he had to let it go for another 10 minutes, it probably would have changed.
It's got another 4 hours.
I am buoyed by how close it was, though.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
There was no support in this room.
You were being pilloried.
Yeah.
I had the support that mattered, and that's Marty and Troy, so I'm happy.
Okay.
But I think...
Brown nose.
No, he gets it. He does get it.
You're not fighting the hand that feeds you.
He does get it.
Exactly right.
Well done. I love what you did today.
Thank you. Nice change of gear.
Oh,
get your phones out. We were sent an idea for a team mask from Louis.
A team what?
Mask, like a face mask.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Look, it's a CAG mask.
Oh, my God. It's a scrotum. It's a scrotum as a mask. Not the first time you've seen yourself like that, Troy. I need a shave.
Oh, my God.
It got like that. It's got a real teabag vibe.
It kind of looks like that character from that Pleskett show, that awful one that looks like a vagina head.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Do you mean Scott Morrison?
You know it.
It's like Pan's Labyrinth or something.
Who is going to wear that?
Yeah.
That is just a scrotum on someone's face.
Yeah. A lot of people noticed on Instagram that Matt wasn't wearing shorts the other day. He was wearing jeans, and people thought it caused disruptions in the show.
Sorry, not okay.
Ruined the chemistry of the show.
Yeah, so I sent through photos discreetly of Matt's legs over the last couple of days.
Sorry, this is what I meant.
Yes, just showing people that the shorts were back.
You've been taking
Plasmo was the show, not
my legs.
Just zoom ins of your legs.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I know that.
Who have you been sending them to?
Just people asking where Matt's shorts were.
Oh, sorry, I didn't
listen to any of that.
No, you were looking at vagina head.
Yes, his name's Corridor.
Corridor.
From Plasmo, not Plesket.
He's definitely vagina-like, it has to be said.
And Joseph, we were talking about those coffee places. There was the one that was Flick the Bean with that game.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was Tickle My Bean in Perth.
Yes.
And then Joseph sent through a Queensland coffee chain that he regularly goes to called Taste My Bean.
Taste My Bean. Gee, Willie Winkers.
All bases covered there. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shegold Show. Let's get into the full show dump at Triple M.
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
No more sleeps, really, before we're out of lockdown.
Can we say that?
But you can have a nap midnight tonight.
Set your alarm for 11:59.
I know.
And just go outside.
Some pubs are opening at midnight tonight, I believe.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. They'd be desperate to sell some beer, I would have thought.
Tell you what, if I wasn't doing these hours, I'd be there.
Well, we had a mutual friend, remember? Well, he's a mutual friend of mine. Who told me he was preparing for three more lockdowns. Remember when we went and had lunch there in June or whenever it was?
They've been preparing for a week. I've been watching them set up and everything. It's very exciting. And
he was chatting with us and I was like, I don't think you'll have three more lockdowns.
We've had five,
mate,
since then,
I think. Well, we've been in lockdown since that conversation.
Yes.
Well, Jesus Christ, these guys, I don't know how any of them have survived.
I know. It's extraordinary.
But We are on the cusp of a brand new Melbourne. Yeah, a brand new day.
You're out of it at midnight tonight if you're vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, yes. And if you're not...
And well, lockdown continues.
Lockdown continues. But if it's just a scheduling issue for you, well, pull your finger out.
Yeah, go get it done.
There's plenty of vaccines around.
Yeah.
Now. Religious exemptions are the ones that I'm intrigued by.
Oh, yeah.
What the Lord Jesus Christ, your Saviour, doesn't want you to get vaccinated. Grow up.
I saw Dan Andrews say it's only about another 86,000 people need to get it till we hit 90%.
Oh, single dose.
Get it. Yeah. Done in a week.
It's like very easy and doable.
Yeah, it really is. How are you, Alex?
Hey, I'm so good. Thank you.
Good news day?
Yeah. Wonderful variety of stories.
Wonderful
personal
variety.
My favourite would have to be 70% fully vaccinated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gee, Willie, it's just good. Dominating.
I reckon.
How are you, William?
I'm really well.
Just off air, we were chatting about your tennis.
Yes.
You're back into it.
Starting to get my first serve radar.
Oh, really?
Back into check first for the summer.
Serve was always a challenge for me because, you know, being a genuine 5-footer.
Are you?
Even with my Pat Cash double pump.
Yeah.
It was hard to get over the net.
You can't get the serve right, then it's all over. Yeah, like, that's the start.
Serve really let me down.
It's a confidence game.
I had a beautiful Pam Shriver-esque.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
Backhand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was more Chris Evert.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's magical. You're playing doubles ladies, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Me and the gals.
You and the girls.
Midweek sandwiches.
Men's tennis.
What?
Men's tennis?
Yeah, men's social tennis. It's a funny one.
I love tennis. I reckon that's great.
Nah. But, you know, guys go, oh, bloody go and have a hit of tennis this summer. That's exactly how everyone talks about tennis.
I'm not scheduled in. I'm a casual punter.
It's just a hit and a giggle.
No, I don't like it.
Hits and gigs.
How are you, Matthew?
Really good, thank you. How are you, Martin?
And what are you planning to do today?
Oh, produce a radio show,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, good. Correct answer.
Is that okay?
Pleasant change from you. Loza, how are you?
I'm good.
Good?
Yep.
You and Matthew sort of clashing heads in the office this morning.
He just has strange opinions on things, which annoys me. And sometimes I think he has these opinions to annoy
me. Just to wind you up. Yeah. I'm noticing a bit of that.
Yeah, I love it.
But I'm staying out of it.
It's a wise move, I reckon.
I'm going to start just being really calm.
Yeah, good.
I look forward to that.
Oh, my God. That's never going to happen.
It's that.
Yeah, it's that attitude that's really giving you the irrits. DC is still working out of the home office, but looking stunning.
He's got his Yankees hat on.
Yankees hat.
Yes.
Fingers, just exceptional.
Top six at six.
That was right up there.
That could be the best ever.
Yeah, right. Good.
I think that might be.
Just straight out of the middle. And in fact, I saw the World Cup ad on last night and I did top six at six at home on my own. In the bedroom. I was like, top six at six. And then I saw David Warner in the ad and I thought of all the cricketers you could have used. Yeah. You put David Warner in. The guy behind Sandpaper Gate.
Must have spoiled the ad for you.
It just makes no sense to me why you would continue to market a national game with a guy who's a cheat. And it's not about him being 4 foot tall. That's fine.
It never is.
No. Top six at six. Da-da-da. Number one. Conservative US commentator Candace Owens claims Australians are an oppressed people suffering under a totalitarian regime and asks, when do we invade to spread democracy?
We're fine, thanks.
Never even heard of her.
No.
Shush. Shushy.
They keep pushing this thing, the conservatives over there.
We don't need your help.
Is it Fox by any chance?
There's a few Fox heads.
Yeah, I'd say it's Fox.
We're right, thanks, Candace.
Yeah. We're right, Candace.
Thank you, Candace.
Take your foot off the gas, Candace. Candace. And have a day off.
Check your hospitals, Candace.
That's just the start.
Yeah. I know. Check your manners.
Put your manners back in, Candace.
Candace, put your manners back in. Number two, the Melbourne Cup runner becomes the first ever horse to be paid out as a winner before the race even runs. What's this?
Incentivised, that is. Sportsbet paid out the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
Already?
I don't understand
It's just a promotional thing and you're talking about it, so that...
Yep.
But it helps to talk about it if you understand what you're talking about.
I thought you'd understand. I apologise.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. I blame Will.
They did the same with the D's winning the grand final.
Yes,
like
they did. They do it all the time.
Weeks before.
Oh, okay. Number three, Daniel John says, I wouldn't even get Silverchair back together for $1 million with a gun to my head.
Well, you probably would.
Just depressing for the other boys in the band to hear that, particularly from me, if they haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah. Did he say that?
Did he really say that?
Maybe $1 million's not enough.
How much is enough? Would he do it for five?
Yeah.
It's a stunning sunrise, by the way.
Wow. Like, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Get up if you're thinking about rolling over.
Morning.
Get up.
Yes, Daniel's not having a bar of Silverchair. He's very, seems to have been very scarred by the Silverchair experience.
Is it by fame itself he's scarred by?
I think so.
Yeah.
He talked about the anxiety that comes with Silverchair.
Yeah.
Fame is very young too.
15.
15.
Yeah. Mm. Michael J. Fox's charity for Parkinson's disease has raised over $1 billion.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great news.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion. And he seems to be sort of soldiering on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd be late.
How old
50s,
is he now?
I reckon he'd be.
I reckon he's older than that.
Do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like he is.
Oh, it'd have to be,
wouldn't 60.
He?
60. 60. 60 this year. Yeah. 9th of June.
1 year older than that. 9th of June.
Yeah.
I know a 9th of June. Number five, ESPN host unloads on cancerous Simmons, who must be traded. Of course, that's in relation to Ben Simmons, the Australian basketballer who's doing strange things in Philadelphia.
Mm. Odd. Stephen A. Smith is that ESPN host. I'll play you the grab and back page.
Oh, good sell.
Coming up.
See how he did that?
6:40. Mm-hmm. Well done, Will.
He's learning.
Yeah.
Number six, Dan Andrews announces Sydney Meyer Music Bowl gig next weekend for the fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lineup includes Baker Boy, Victor and Linda Bull, Vicar and Linda Bull, not Victor and Linda Bull. Who wrote that?
I don't do this sheet.
It was a copy and paste. I apologise. I didn't
Victor
read it.
Victor and Linda Bull.
Victor.
Victor, Victor.
Victor.com.
I mean...
Victor. Someone can't get Vic?
No, because it says Victor and then jumps down to Linda Ball. So if
hang on, it's Linda Ball.
Oh no.
It says Victor. It says Victor and Linda Ball.
Are we sure it's not a different act?
Are we sure it's not a cover band doing Victor and Linda Ball
songs?
It's
a fair question.
Hang on.
Well, now I'm nervous. Is it really Grace Cummings?
Or Lizard Wizard and Emil and the Sniffers?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Oh, that
is... No, that's a great... They're a great Melbourne band.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Emil and the Sniffers. They're great. Very good.
Very good,
good
band.
Top 6 at 6. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
It's the Dumps Academy.
Time to put someone in, Marty.
Well, this bloke seems like quite the dunce. Under the headline, Gross Gyno, a Melbourne gynecologist told a patient her vagina was nice and looked just like an Australian one.
Oh, my God.
Anyone said that to you, Loza?
That's so
not commenting
awful.
Commenting on any of this story. It's disgusting.
Obstetrician and gynecologist Rudolph Gerard Lopez.
So you say you're Spanish?
Maybe it's Spanish.
What's your mother's name?
Too slow.
Too slow, you're not Spanish.
This all happened in 2017.
Right.
Before performing a particular examination, Dr. Lopez said words to the effect, "Ha, I didn't even have to buy you dinner first."
Oh. Right.
You with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal also heard Dr. Lopez made sexualized comments to a colleague over several years, including, "Do you want a shag? Can I see your vagina? Pretty, pretty please."
Yuck.
Oh, that's
yuck.
The worst.
It's
the,
it really is.
"Can I please do your pap smears? Mates rates, just for you."
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
This goes beyond Dunce Academy. It really does.
Yeah, you called it, this should be Predator Academy.
Yeah, Predator Academy.
Predator Academy. It's a different academy.
Yeah.
He also gave a female colleague multiple hugs, drew his arms across her breast, touched her skin on her back and stomach, undid her bra strap. I mean, what is going on?
Mm.
Who is this guy?
Rudolph Gerard Lopez. And he hasn't had his registration cancelled, may I just add.
He has not had it cancelled. What? The medical board wanted Dr. Lopez's registration cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
However, VCAT ruled that cancelling his registration would be punitive, given the 3.5 years he'd already been suspended. Right, so he's been suspended since the incidents.
Right.
And they added he'd be subject to supervision conditions in the future.
No.
Gee, Willie.
Well, at the very least, he's got to go in here.
Oh, good call, Troy. What? I didn't even have to buy you dinner. What a pig. Let's talk sport. What's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. If you missed last night's cricket action, you can catch up with KO Minis, the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. And if you're new to KO, start your free trial today. The wide world of Will, what's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. If you do want to catch that replay and don't want it spoiled,
yes,
then I don't know, do something else for a little bit.
Okay.
About to talk about
spoiler
it.
Alert.
A thumping 8-wicket defeat to India last night in Dubai for the Aussies. India cruised to 152 with more than 2 overs to spare.
152, bit below par.
We started 3 for 11. That was the worst part of the innings.
So Warner goes. Who else?
Warner for 1, Finch for 8, and Marsh a golden duck.
Mitch Marsh.
Expected to have a big tournament. So hopefully this is just an aberration.
Mitch Marsh has been given more opportunities, top flight cricket, than anyone I can ever remember. And I'm including Tubby Taylor through the 90s in that.
Steve Smith hit 57 off 48 and Maxwell and Stoinis both 37 and 41 respectively. So they steadied the ship a bit, but not a good result. Rohit Sharma for India retired on 60 to allow batting practice for his teammates.
How embarrassing.
That's where we're at.
Guys are walking out going, you have a go.
Yep.
God
our first
almighty.
Official
should
game.
Should have knocked his head off.
Our first official game of the World Cup is against South Africa this Saturday at 9 p.m. Catch it on KO, of course.
Who wants to have a bat? These guys are out. How awful. God, fancy a batsman retiring to let someone else have a go.
It's like backyard cricket.
Oh, it's that's T20 for you right there. I don't care if it's a warm-up game. Or I don't care.
Okay.
It's hit and giggle, and they're going to make us sit through this every year.
Yep. Well, if we focus on Test cricket, James Pattinson has retired from Test cricket officially 7 weeks before the first Test, struggling with a knee injury. He was expected to be named in the Australian squad, which will be named closer to December, somewhere in the next few weeks.
But he wants to play Shield cricket.
Yes, so he's going to continue playing for Victoria and also consider county cricket in England, or place cricket, as Matt calls it.
Well, what happened? Don't start, please. I can't handle that conversation.
Oh, dear.
But what happens is when you're in the squad, you get called up, you miss so much cricket.
Yeah.
You know, he's just saying, listen, I don't want to be a fringe guy. Just remove me from your calculations. I'm going to play some Shield cricket.
Yeah, he said it wouldn't do him and his teammates justice. He didn't want to be a distraction in the Ashes squad. He's had an injury-riddled career, so very good bowler at his best.
And, mate, steamed in.
Yep, it means that Michael Neeza, Sean Abbott and Mark Steckety come into the picture.
Steckety.
A bit of depth in the bowling lineup.
Is he a friend of yours from school?
No.
Steckety Cook.
Steckety Cook.
And Ben Simmons. This situation is so fascinating.
It's a disaster for Ben's PR for his own brand.
Yeah. Oh, his brand's in tatters.
And now it's becoming a disaster for Philadelphia, the club.
Yep. So he was kicked out of training, suspended for a game by the club. That game is today against the Pelicans at 11 a.m. Catch it on KO. He has been ignoring most of the staff in the facilities, apparently.
Oh, he's losing me, this kid.
Could this be, I know we don't like to talk about these people, part of the Kardashian curse? He dated Kendall Jenner.
If you want to include it.
I think it's certainly his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a petulance around this kid that is next level.
Yeah. Leading NBA voice and ESPN pundit Stephen A. Smith was vocal, and here is what he said about Simmons.
And a player of that magnitude has the ability to be a disruptive, dare I say, cancerous force on a team. He's basically prioritizing for the Sixers organization. You need to get me the hell up out of here as soon as you possibly can.
Was he rapping?
I don't know why he has that. It's like the traffic.
It's like a rap battle with Eminem. It's like 8 Mile.
So online, Simmons' first game at home, which is this Saturday against the Nets, has been built up as must-watch TV with Philadelphia's fans notoriously hostile towards their own fans.
I just don't know how this resolves unless they just let him go.
Yep. It's going to be fascinating.
He's made such a dick of himself.
So let's see if he plays for them this weekend. It should be very good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wide word of Will.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Welcome to October 21st. Today.
Thank you, Troy.
No worries. Well done, Troy. Today, guys, is International Nacho Day.
Nacho man.
Yeah.
I want to be a nacho man.
Yum.
Who doesn't love nachos?
Nachos so much.
On a normal day, I reckon you would have organised some by now.
Absolutely.
We would have agreed some.
Yeah. It's one of the few things I'll eat vegetarian nachos.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I don't need all the mincey.
You certainly don't.
It's all about the cheese, isn't it?
All about
it. It is nice to add some chili mince on there.
Yeah, it is. Look, don't get me wrong.
I'll eat it. I'm going to make nachos
lunch. 1824, Portland cement is patented, the most common type of cement in the world.
The concrete and the clay beneath my feet begin to crumble.
What a great track. Martin Plaza.
Yeah.
Mental as anything. Guitarist. That's the way. 1959 on this day, the Guggenheim Museum, which was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, opens in New York.
Didn't know that.
I did not know that.
No.
1964, the film version of My Fair Lady, starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premieres in New York.
She didn't sing in that.
Audrey. No.
And they wanted to have Julie Andrews because she did the stage version, but then she couldn't do it for some reason.
And Rex wasn't a great singer either. He was more of a talker.
That's Rex talking now?
Mm. I assume so.
What's the context of this song? I've never understood.
So she is just someone from... She's
it's
very
elocution
it's
lesson.
Elocution.
Right, okay, I thought it was.
So she's very... She talks like this at the start, and then by the end she's like, the rain in Spain.
Yeah, because it sounds like one of those...
say it's a redemption story. It's like Sam Burgess on SAS.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly like
that. It's exactly like that. Now once again. Oh, strange language.
Sound like Will.
What did I say?
2014, Oscar Pistorius is sentenced to 5 years in prison for killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp.
He's a runner.
Well, yeah.
5 years.
What are your legs? Steel springs, quite literally.
So that means he's out now, I would assume.
No, they took him back to court and gave him more.
Oh, right, okay.
It was all a bit lenient.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He's still in jail, I think. Pretty sure he is. Oh, Bernard Tomic's turning 29 today.
Prime of his career.
Prime of his career.
Happy birthday.
Spent on Instagram. And Sean Burgoyne's turning 39.
We're a happy team at Hawthorn. We're the mighty fighting horse.
That's on this day for October the 21st.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
How about this? Revel in the spirit of the Melbourne Cup Carnival, October 30 through to November 6, brc.com.au for more details. Mm. Up for grabs today, if you get on board with this, is a Melbourne Cup Day hamper worth over $150.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a hamper?
That's right.
Hampers are exciting.
I know.
It's like,
surprise.
What else is in here?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Keep digging.
Free stuff is exciting. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is free if you win.
Whenever you get something free, it's like, cool. What else is in here? Ooh, nuts.
Yeah.
It's amazing how excited you can get by free stuff in a hamper.
Oh, yeah.
Hampers are great.
Marmalade.
Oh.
Pate.
Do we know what's in the hamper?
I think it's finger food. So it's like for your Melbourne Cup Day at home, you can, you know,
cheese,
have little
platter,
snacks.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, I think stuff like
charcuterie
that.
Style.
It's like
how stunning.
If you were having a little tailgate party in the car park in the nursery at Flemington.
Yeah.
This would be maybe
perfect.
What you would just produce on a rug.
Sam in Geelong, you have a chance to win it this morning.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, how are you going?
Good, mate.
You sound, I'm not going to lie, pretty pumped up this morning.
Yeah, very excited, mate.
Sam, who would you like to play on your behalf?
Who is Will there?
Yeah, Will's there.
He's a champ, mate.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, all right. He wants Will. He wants the champ.
Lauren hated that.
Kelly. Between Lauren and I to see who's calipers today. Good morning, Kelly. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi,
buddy.
Kelly.
Are you a fan of racing, Kelly?
Yes.
Correct answer. Good, well Kelly. Done. Good start from you. Who would you like, me or Lauren, to play for you?
I'll take
love. Yay! Oh!
Girl power. Who rules the world?
Girls. Riley and Pakenham.
Riley, good morning.
How we going?
I'm never better, mate. How are you?
Yeah, keen to win.
Yeah. I'm going to win you a hamper, Riley. You watch. It's me and you, buddy. Riley and I, the chemistry, you'd have to say.
Oh, extraordinary.
Overwhelming.
In terms of chemistry, in the history of chemistry, MG, magnesium, am I right? Little periodic table joke for you, Will. Fe, iron.
Noble gases.
Maddie keeping score. Will, you're in the lead here on 14. You won last week. Lauren on 10. Marty on 5.
Coming for you, William.
Righto, let's go. First question.
Thanks, Lauren.
Did Farlap win the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, that's
what
a
year?
Good question.
Here he comes now. Over there, the inside rails, going easily, but Pike's not going to take any risks. He's riding him out. The others are scrambling for second and third. No danger now. Here's the post and Pike eases him.
What year was it?
I'm not sure.
I've gone under.
I've said 32.
Oh, damn it.
I'm not in yet.
You've got a 4 on it, though.
Yeah.
I went 1930.
1930? Loza?
I wasn't done!
Patricia?
Patricia's popped in early.
Yeah.
No, well, I wasn't done.
You've got
done
a 4
writing
on it.
No, but I wasn't. I was going to...
Just write what you were going to write.
Yeah, write what you're going to write.
Come on. Well, I was going to write in the 50s, so it doesn't matter.
We'll put 54.
Yeah, put 54. You're locking that in?
Depression era, though, wasn't it?
I don't know when it was.
Depression era.
What do you got?
54.
1954. It was... What was yours?
I said 30.
1930.
Bang!
Damn there you go. I was 32.
Spot on.
I was going to say 29 when I was right in the 40 and I was going to cross it out and then you all told me, no, run it.
Question two. Here we go.
I love living through your choices.
Everyone needs to be written down.
All right, sorry. That was my mistake and I apologise, Loss.
All right, question two.
I don't make many mistakes, but I made one then, Troy.
You
saw it.
I did see it. But that's okay. You're fine.
Thank you.
Question two. What year was the first Apple iPhone first launched? First one.
The first one. Yeah. So would that have been like a giant car one? Or is it? Oh,
no,
it's an
iPhone. The iPhone.
Yeah, right, I see.
Steve Jobs in his
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm really close. I might be.
What year was that?
I'll say two. Is everyone in?
I'm in, yeah.
I'll say 2009.
I said seven.
2007?
Yes. Yeah.
Will and Loz. What's the scoreboard, Maddie?
Will's on 2, Lauren's on 1. If Will gets the next one, he wins.
Oh, Christ almighty.
That's so frustrating.
Sam will get a hamper with full of finger food. If I won the hamper, I would wait for a race day and then open it.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
Have like a little backyard picnic. You can put the transistor on.
Oh, there you go.
Transistor.
Oh, dear.
And like, listen to all the races.
Question 3. When did construction on Melbourne's new metro tunnel commence? Very early works. It's due for completion, by the way, in 2025.
The one that's currently
going. Yeah, currently. You know, all the tunnels and everything under the city. When was that? When did it start?
I'm just guessing. I'm saying
it's just a construction zone.
Are you in?
Yes.
I'm saying 18.
Same.
I was going to say that. I said 19.
It's 2016.
Oh my God. Pull your finger out, fellas. Yes. When you finally get vaccinated.
All right, next question.
Get off the Westgate.
What year did streaming giant Netflix start?
Now, hang on.
As a DVD
service? Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah,
as
when did it actually start?
Okay.
I didn't even know it was a DVD service.
Neither did I.
So it used to just hide, like, those machines at the shops where you can get
they'd
a DVD?
They'd mail you movies.
Oh, how ridiculous. Start.
What an awful business model.
It's actually a surprising answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's for me, anyway?
All right. Well, that's a good clue.
Bit of a clue?
Is everyone in?
I'm going to say 06.
I said 99.
I went 93.
It's 97.
Oh, well!
Oh, well!
Seven.
It was 93. There you go, Sam. You won yourself a hamper thanks to the VRC.
Good stuff, Will, mate. Why are you the champ?
Oh, pleasure, mate. Enjoy, enjoy your finger food.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
We step out of lockdown.
Oh, I know.
Across Melbourne.
We made it.
Oh, yes. My God.
Unbelievable.
I can hardly believe it.
I know.
I know.
It's astounding.
262 days, I think. Yes, yeah. I just read.
It's been a marathon, that's no doubt.
It really has been. You know, and no thanks to the federal government, let's be very clear about that.
Yeah. The jabs delay.
Oh, my God. It's not a race, all of that stuff.
It was a race.
I mean, so much to go through. Mm. We should get Scott Morrison on the show. I'm joking. teams may have to change their traditional shirt colours at the 2027 Rugby World Cup to avoid kit clashes that affect people with colour vision deficiency.
Oh. See your true colours shining through. Well, this is good news.
Well, you suffer from some colour blindness.
Yeah, slight red-green deficiency I have.
That's quite common, I think,
yeah,
those
it is.
Colours.
It's the most common. Yeah.
More than 300 million people worldwide suffer from some sort of CVD.
It's much more common in men.
It's mostly men.
Yeah.
Read the next stat, Marty.
Oh. Okay, I will, Will. Thank you. Red-green kits are hard to tell apart for 1 in 12 men and 1 in 200 women worldwide. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Well, I know at least 3 men who are colourblind. My uncle didn't even know he was colourblind until he was painting his back deck and made a comment about the paint colour to my auntie.
And she was
like, that's
no.
green.
Yeah. Oh, how awful.
I've made the same mistake.
Have you? Oh, when did you find out you were colourblind?
When I was 37, when I was learning to fly.
Are you joking? No. What? So up until then, you never knew?
No, had no idea.
So it took all that time for you to do your pilotry and whatnot?
Pilotry sounds right.
Loza said pilotry on the show the other
day. On the podcast.
And we were like, I'm pretty sure that's not a word.
It sounds like it could be.
It could be a word.
He studied pilotry.
He
actually studied aviation.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what the colour is, I just assume that red's red and green's green.
Well, that's the thing.
All my life.
I'm always intrigued, though. What does it look like to you? Is it a lighter? I mean, it's hard for you to explain because you don't know what it looks like for me.
Well, it's just I get confused when they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
I can see red and green on their own.
Traffic lights an issue?
Yeah, the top one's green, isn't it?
Yes! Oh, you're fine. You're totally
off you
fine.
Go.
What Happened to Troy is the exact plot of a character in Little Miss Sunshine, too.
Oh,
have you
seen it?
No one's seen it?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it. Is that the kid
Steve Carell and Tonya Collette.
Yeah, the cheerleader.
Abigail
Breslin.
I've seen it.
Yes. Yeah. And the kid discovers he's colourblind and can't be a pilot anymore.
Yeah, that's common when people are applying for the Navy and the Army and police force.
Yes. Yeah, mine's not that bad.
No. Could you have been a pilot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Oh, trained pilotry.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, could you have been in the Navy and flown an F-16?
I could have.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I could have done that.
Well, why didn't you? Why are you here?
Because I wanted to come work with you.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Can we talk petrol prices?
I nearly fell over the other day when I was filling my car up, just absentmindedly went into whatever servo it was, as you do when you need petrol. I'm not one of those people that's going, oh, it's 2 cents a litre cheaper in Sandringham. Yeah. I'll head down there.
The light's beeping, you got to fill up.
Yeah. And I paid $1.99 a litre.
Wow.
That is daylight robbery.
It cost me over $100 to fill the car up.
Yeah. I
nearly fell over.
$96. I've never paid $96 to fill the car in my life.
It's astounding. Apparently, it's like the average tank now is costing $60 more than it did 18 months ago. And, of course, the fuel companies are just lording it over us like they do every chance they get, whether it's a long weekend or Easter or Christmas. They just stick it to us.
We've got to get power cars.
Let's throw it back in their face and get batteries.
Yes.
We're very behind on that.
I know we are. Mm.
Well, this government's actually taxing people that buy electric cars.
I find that so... Don't even start.
I
find that so bizarre.
Stab it yourself.
I know. I wound myself up then.
Up.
I wound myself up.
Just in Victoria, though. Yeah. Other states, not so much.
No, not so much at all. The hike is said to be due to global oil prices spiking. They say that every time.
Mm.
Such a volatile market, the oil prices. God, there are 4 wars over oil, and I'm still paying $1.99 a litre. Well, what was it all for? All those lives lost. Thank you for your service.
Yes. Well, walk if you can, maybe this weekend.
$2 a litre.
Yeah, no, thank you.
This got a bit of resistance in the meeting pre-show, talking about men's secrets.
It did, I noticed.
Everyone was like, oh, really? It's a bit of a downer. But that's sometimes men are downers.
And
go on.
No, I just, I don't know.
Good use of your words and your ideas. Really productive. No, good.
I agree.
This is just a slice of reality.
This is what men are going through at the moment.
That's right.
Have you got a secret, men? Please.
A secret, a secret, men.
Have you got a secret, men?
Tell us
in
your secret.
Basement.
Have tell you got us a, your secret.
Tell us your secret. Yeah. It could be a good secret.
I would like happy secrets.
You want happy secrets. You might not have told anyone that you and your partner are having a baby.
Yes, that sort of thing.
You know, maybe you got a job that you're not ready to discuss with certain people, but you'd love to tell us.
We can change your name.
Of course we can.
Keep you anonymous.
Tell us your secret, for God's sake. 133353.
Maybe you were the one who farted in an elevator once.
Well, you've just ruined it all.
Yeah. Or get in touch with us on Insta as well.
Reddit, a Reddit user, my favourite front page of the internet, asked men, what's one thing you hate about being a dude? And then the secrets just unloaded.
Mm.
What's one thing you hate about being a dude? And then here we go. Let's go through some of them.
Yeah.
The mental health of men isn't taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's changing, don't you?
I feel like
it's
changing.
Definitely changing.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult for men to talk about anything at the best of times. Yes. We know that.
Yep. But when you're told from being as a young child, don't cry, you know, it's man up, all that sort of thing, ridiculous.
Never received a compliment in my life except the time a girl told me she liked my boots in the eighth grade.
That's the saddest one in this
whole really
list.
That's really sad.
It's so sad.
Never received a compliment. This is what men live with.
This is why I always make a point of complimenting people.
You're very good at that.
When I see even strangers, girls in nightclubs, everything.
Mm-hmm.
A compliment from a stranger.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Can change your whole day.
Yeah.
You do compliment people's clothes.
Thank you.
Yeah. you call Matt a mime before.
Well, Matt looks like Marcel Marceau. I think you've got to balance compliments out with truth. Here's another one. Honestly, so few people care about how I'm feeling. See, this is mate, this is men in the suburbs, and this is why I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it got some resistance at pre-show, but, mate, sometimes it's important, particularly as we come out of lockdown, to just say to men, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling top of your game.
You're not alone. Lots
you're not
of people
alone,
feel
mate.
The same
tell
way.
Tell you what, we know that from the numbers. You are not alone.
No, absolutely.
But if you are feeling alone, there are places that you can reach
of
out
course.
To for help and support.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Being expected to always do the first move. I'd love to be asked to go out on a date just once.
Mm.
That is an expectation of men, isn't it, to approach
women? Is that
women?
Always the way now, though?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No.
Well, it's been a long time since I've dated anyone.
Did you always have to make the first move?
I was usually, I wasn't a move maker. I was more of a, I guess you'd use the word magnet.
Yep. Such a force.
Do you know what I mean?
It would be like, to a flame.
Here's another lady near me. What does she want? I'll work it out.
Hello, lady. I'm glad I asked.
Hello, lady. You're near me. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about you being so close to me? Balding. I hate it, says one man.
Yes.
It's never worried me.
No. Well, I can see how
I understand.
If you embrace the balding.
Yeah, I understand how it does upset some men.
Yeah.
And very rarely I'll look at a man's head of hair and think, oh, I would have hair like that if I had hair.
Yeah, right.
You would look very strange with a full head of hair.
Like George Costanza sort of thing.
He doesn't have a full head
of
hair.
There is a storyline on where he gets a toupee.
Oh, right.
Very strange.
Okay. Like if you see someone like George Clooney or Brad Pitt with a full head of hair.
Oh,
it's like, okay, I could have been in my 50s and had hair.
Yes.
But that's not for me.
No.
You know, not everything's for everyone.
And that's okay.
I'm very, very emotionally sensitive and people laugh at me for it.
Well, that's their problem for laughing at you and that's not nice.
Trying unsuccessfully to be buff, I'm self-conscious that I'm kind of skinny and not very muscular. I think you age out of that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of this stuff you age out of,
yeah.
It doesn't feel like it at the time. At the time, it feels like it's the centre of the world and the biggest problem you'll ever have. Mm.
And also, there's a place for buff people, and it's not in everyone's world. No. Some people like skinnier frames.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
totally fine.
Yeah, that's right. Who doesn't like a sort of concave pigeon chest on a skinny-legged man?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assessment.
There's nothing wrong with that. No.
Tell us your secret.
Reddit's posed the question, what do you hate about being a dude?
Yeah.
And
what do you hate about being a dude, Marty?
Not much. I don't know. Nothing, I don't think. I love being a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I love being a chick.
Yeah, I love being a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has issues about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the way you look or the way you feel or friendship groups, yeah. relationships, all of that stuff that we all live through as life goes on.
Yep.
But nothing that's really unsettling me at the moment other than working here, obviously.
Oh, man. Well, hang on. So untrue.
And your soup.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the soup diet is the worst thing I've done for a long time.
That's unsettling
that's
for us to watch.
Soup is gross in the morning. It is foul.
It's not a breakfast food.
Try soup eating vegetable soup in the morning.
No.
It's gross.
It's just for a week, though.
I know. And I already feel better.
It's a reset.
He'll do it for a week after. Just you.
I did it for 7 weeks once.
Yeah, he's going to do it again.
What? Being
this won't end.
I was being a little bit
ridiculous.
Mental.
he had a bit of a smell.
I had a moment where I thought soup was the answer. It wasn't.
It's not.
It never is. Soup is never the answer. I don't even like soup.
I love soup.
I like a French onion soup.
Yeah, yeah. I love all soup. Laksa is my favorite. Laksa would be my last meal.
Would it?
Up there.
Your death row meal?
Yeah.
Would be a laksa?
A soup.
A laksa?
Oh, my God.
It's hardly a soup. It's a soup, but it's not like a...
It's curry and oil. You've just
coconut. Had a whole argument with yourself about laksa.
It was great to watch, though.
It was fun to watch.
Rowan in Heidelberg.
Rowan, have you got a secret?
I do. Thanks for taking my call.
It's a pleasure, Rowan.
It's not a big secret. It's not a shocking secret, but I've made the most of my lockdown.
Yes.
I work in healthcare.
Yep.
I have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Sure.
No one in my team realises this. I've grown a porno mustache.
What a great secret. So it's only your close circle of friends that know you've got this porno mo going.
Oh, not even my close circle of friends, just the family.
Just the family.
I walk out, the kids laugh at me.
Sure.
I get the youngest kid, 5 years old, runs their finger over the mustache and just laughs.
Yeah,
he finds it hilarious.
Facial hair for kids is a fun thing.
Yes.
Well, I think that's wonderful, right?
I love that.
I think you've made the right choice.
Look, I don't know how long I can keep it up for. I'm actually at work at the moment, hiding in the back corridors so no one can
come out of the corridor, Rowan, and show people your mo.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
Grant Denyer's hit out at New Idea for splashing its front page with images of him and his Dancing with the Stars partner, 22-year-old, God, she's a baby,
yeah.
Lily Cornish, claiming he's been caught out by his wife, Shezzy Denyer. Captions including shock new pics and Shezzy's heartbreak. This is on the front page of a national magazine.
What?
Shezzy's got involved after Grant was seen with his hand on Lily's thigh and smiling as they walked down the street. Shezzy wrote on Instagram, "What the actual hell is this front page crap new idea?" I mean, it doesn't even make sense. You just get typing it so quick.
Mm. Yeah, well, fair enough.
She then added, right before the photo was taken, she'd been on the phone with them consoling Lils. And says that Lils is like our adopted daughter. We grew extremely close during the month-long stay with us here in Bathurst. She must have gone out there and stayed for Dancing with the Stars, done some practice. We absolutely adore her. Grant called the article savage. My wife and I are used to fabricated stories from these types of magazines. We've had a life of it, but for Lily, she's a 22-year-old kid.
Mm.
This kind of treatment is brutally unfair and disgusting. I'm a dad of 3 girls, and if any friend is having a bad day or a tough time in their life, I'm going to be there for them. End of story. It is awful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These magazines, they're horrendous. They just make...
Sort of stuff.
They have editorial meetings where they sit down and go, right, what are we doing this week?
Yeah. What split-second photo can we make look really bad? Yeah, you know what I mean? It's that kind of
But they'll even tack photos together. Yeah. Remember that whole Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston disaster? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing, they're just disgraceful. Mm. They should hang their head in shame. And if you work for these publications, you're a disgrace.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Let's get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around Australia, and right around the world. A little birdie told me.
A little birdie told me. And congratulations, Melbourne, and all of the people therein. Freedom begins for us this evening at 11:59.
Yippee!
After the world's longest lockdown, and we have all felt it in different ways, and it is about to end. Removing the reasons to leave home and the curfew.
Yep.
10 visitors a day per home, including dependents. So does that mean if you've got a family of four, you can have 6 people come to your house?
Including dependents.
No, so 10 visitors, that includes their children.
Even babies?
That includes all dependents.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand that one.
Still a good number of people, though, going
from age, you're
from 0 to 10. God, it'd be like a Ibiza.
Yeah.
Have a foam pit. 15 people can gather outdoors. Community sport training returns. Pubs and clubs can open to 20 vaccinated people indoors and 50 outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment venues can open to 50 vaccinated people outdoors.
Right.
Funerals and weddings are allowed 20 people indoors and 50 outdoors. Hairdressing, beauty and personal care services can open to 5 vaccinated people indoors. Well, you got your hair appointment on the weekend.
Booked. Ready to
go. Yeah. Matthew, you booked yours?
Yes.
Getting Friday. Your waxing done?
12:30 and no waxing required.
Aww. What is waxed, waxed.
What's an entertainment venue?
I don't
Comedy
know.
Comedy places, maybe?
No. Oh. We established that that's one that's not.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
till 80%.
City My Music Bowl is outdoors.
Ah. Oh.
But then they're having 4,000 next weekend.
Yes, they are.
At Sydney Miami
Music Bowl. South Crown? No.
No.
Outdoors.
Outdoor pokies.
Outdoor pokies. Well, look at the smoking room.
Oh, cinemas.
Cinemas.
Outdoor cinemas are opening.
Dramana Drive.
Yes.
Don't quote me.
It's a 50.
Don't just turn up tonight.
Check the roadmap.
Check the roadmap.
Very easy to understand.
Check it. Don't rely on us.
No.
No one does.
Said no one ever.
I'm not your guy. Well, Marty said you were open.
No.
No. 80%. Sometime next year. Hague's Chocolates have released a new luxury advent calendar that's worth over $1,000, and we've got it in front of us here. It's stunning. It's you can pre-order it by the 9th, by November the 8th. It's handcrafted, a stylish red box with a gold Christmas tree engraved on the front, and it has pull-out drawers for each gift.
Oh, look at all these yummy things that are inside.
Dark spice crunch.
White lemon truffle.
What's Hague's chocolate? I mean, amazing.
I think you're buying the back, like, you're obviously you bread. Get what's coming in it this year, but...
But you can use it next year.
Absolutely. And put whatever you want. Freddo frogs.
Freddo frogs.
Birdie beetles.
Birdie beetles. I mean, you can put anything in there.
Yeah.
Hash. Joking. Change of gears here. Australian cricketer Michael Slater, former Australian cricketer, has allegedly, let's be clear about that, bombarded his ex with texts and showed up at her home before being charged with stalking. He's since admitted himself for mental health treatment. Police are alleging that there's been a domestic violence incident and he was arrested in Manly yesterday. Not charged.
Yeah.
Not convicted, rather.
Yeah.
So, Slats. Yeah. I think we've watched various versions of Michael Slater over the years. And no doubt I'd say, and he would say, that he's had some mental health issues.
Yeah.
So we might give that one a bit of room until it pans out.
Yeah, I reckon.
And then we'll have a tilt at him. Partial human remains. Backpack and notebook found near remains believed to be Brian Laundry. Loz, you've been all over this.
Oh, fascinated by this story.
And I'll tell you why I'm fascinated, because some people are like, why the fascination with this particular one? Because it shows what can go terribly wrong in a world that looks picturesque on Instagram.
Oh, totally.
And amazing and van life, how great.
Van life sucks.
Van life sucks.
Van life is going pear-shaped for a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah. Anyway, biggest development yet since they discovered Gabby Petito's body.
It's an awful, awful story.
And
go on.
Possibly Brian Laundrie, who was her boyfriend.
They may have found his remains.
Yes.
I was going to talk about Ben Simmons, but I won't. Yeah. I'll finish on a positive. Michael J. Fox's charity for Parkinson's has raised over $1 billion.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. That is sensational. The Marty Shergold
Show. Triple M. A list of the top 100 shows from the 21st century, meaning 2000 and onwards,
yeah,
has come out as pieced together by the BBC. I was going to involve the listeners and see if they could guess, but then Lozza said she hadn't seen the list, and I thought, well, great.
Let's just do Loz.
Let's just do Loz.
Yeah.
You know, we can just keep it in-house for this one.
Mm. Yeah.
So we're asking Lauren if she can pick 5 of the top 10 shows since the year 2000.
Oh, yes.
5 of the top 10 shows.
Now, so this has been causing me great anxiety.
The list has been put together by critics.
Critics, yes.
Okay, great.
Critics.
So I've thought long and hard.
Mm.
Can I read out all the ones that I've written down? Because I know some of them
Let's go through them.
Okay. I've said Game of Thrones.
Hang on. You are correct. That is
Game of Thrones.
That is the number 5 song.
Yeah. Okay.
Five show.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, you are correct. That is the number 3 show in the top 100 shows of the 21st century.
I'm going to say The Wire.
Oh, my God, The Wire is number 1.
Are you serious?
You're straight out of the blocks.
Well, they're the 3. It's from here that it gets hard.
Oh, okay.
Schitt's Creek.
Keep it clean.
Guess.
No.
Schitt's Creek is not in the top 25.
Okay. Line of Duty.
Line of Duty. I feel like I've seen it, but it is not in the top 10.
Number 27.
Really? That show's amazing. Everyone should watch it. Succession.
Schitt's Creek was 41.
Succession is the number 10 show. Oh, you need one more.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry. Sorry. This one here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
Succession. Now, the rest of the ones that I've written down, I don't think are going to be in the top 10.
Well, I haven't seen The Wire, I haven't seen Breaking Bad, and I haven't seen Succession.
I've seen Breaking Bad.
What about Billions?
Wow. Billions is not in the top 10.
Broadchurch?
Billions didn't make the 100.
Is not in the top 10.
Neither did Broadchurch.
See, I don't think the rest that I've gotten written down, is Bodyguard.
Nope.
Mr. Robot, which I knew wouldn't be in the top 10.
Nope.
I don't know what else. Oh, I don't know. I can't think of any shows.
You only need one more.
I know.
You only need one more.
Number 2 is an HBO show, I'm pretty sure, American, set in, it's like a...
Is
it The Little Lies?
What are you doing?
Well,
is it The Little Lies one?
No.
We're into Clue territory now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Surely I don't have a clue. HBO.
Period piece.
Downton Abbey.
No.
Period piece.
American. Lots of whiskey drinking.
Mm.
Oh, Mad Men.
Yes!
Is The Crown in there? No.
Here we go. Here's
Crown's
the top
16.
10 because we need to keep moving.
Yes, please.
Succession at 10. The Office at number 9.
UK.
The Americans, which I gave up on at number 8. The Leftovers.
Not heard of it.
Me either. I May Destroy You.
Oh, that is a really
intense
show.
Then number 5, Game of Thrones. Number 4, Fleabag.
I love Fleabag.
I haven't seen it. It's number great. 3 was Breaking Bad. Number 2 was Mad Men. And you got the number 1 show of the top 100 shows in the 21st century, The Wire.
I did pretty well.
You did well.
Yeah.
You did really well.
Well done.
5 seconds. Stand by 2. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. October the 21st today. It's World Nacho Day, guys.
Oh, that's something to celebrate. Nacho
Man. International Nacho Day.
A Nacho Man.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love nachos?
They're the best.
Such an easy meal.
Yeah.
Let's get some corn chips, put cheese on them, make a guacamole and have some sour cream.
Yeah.
I like when there's like beans involved in it.
Yes.
Like black beans.
Yeah.
Refried beans. I'm a big
refried beans.
It's a bit fancy at that end of the nachos for me.
Do you think?
Okay.
I do love just a standard nach.
Mm. Just a
sour cream, guac.
That's it.
Salsa. Cheese. Loaded up. You've got to layer the salsa and the cheese between layers of corn chips so it doesn't dry out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I once won a nacho off. I don't want to brag, but yes.
Yeah, you're very good. You're very good.
I did want to bring it up, but I did.
Look, I don't want to brag, but I once won a nacho off.
What's a nacho off?
It's conducted in my home with friends.
Eating or making?
So everyone had to make their own nachos?
Me and my friend Scott, we both said that we make the best nachos. So then we went head-to-head. We had a full scoring system. We had to make an original nacho and then an exotic nacho.
Oh, what was in your exotic nacho? arch.
Chorizo.
Oh, wow.
Yum. A bit of chipotle.
Now you're talking.
It was really good.
On this day in 1879, Thomas Edison applies for a patent for his design for an incandescent light bulb. Put your lights on. Put your lights on. Santana.
Yeah. I've never ever heard this in my life.
Neither have I.
We play it on this station.
Do we? Okay.
I've heard Rosie play.
I'd give it a rest.
I don't mind it. Put your lights on.
Hey now.
Okay.
That's a
nine
from
me. It's Bennett. 1975, Elton John is given a star in Hollywood. Don't you know I'm still a chocolate star, I believe. Looking like a true
survivor. Rude, vile, hit. One of the best.
One of the greats. 1978, Australian civilian pilot Frederick Valentich vanishes over the Bass Strait south of Melbourne after reporting contact with an unidentified aircraft.
Is that really famous audio? There's like audio of him talking about the thing flying alongside him. Is that that one?
Not sure.
Not sure. Heard of this. That feels like an American one to me.
I think I've heard of this. Hang on.
Hang on. 2019, Australia's biggest newspapers all blank out their front pages in protest against press restrictions. It's a newspaper, mama, newspaper, mama, newspaper, mama. We were working.
Yes.
This is Peter Coombe.
My favourite. My first ever concert.
Don't recognise this.
No. We totally missed Peter Coombe.
Yeah, well, of course. You weren't children in the 90s.
No, but I've
we're adults.
Peter Coombe makes me slightly nervous.
No.
Red all over. That's why. It's cult-like. Feel like you could move up to the Dandenongs and get on a couple of acres with Peter and the tribe. 2020, Pope Francis backs same-sex civil unions in an interview in the documentary film Francesca.
Just last year.
Well,
what?
The Pope said it's okay, it must be.
He's the boss.
He's the boss, mate. Carrie Fisher would have been turning 65 today.
Mm.
Passed away in 2016.
Very sad.
Passed away in flight from memory.
Oh, that's right.
She's on a plane.
Yeah, going between New York and London. Yeah, she had a heart attack.
Yeah,
I think.
She had a heart attack on the plane.
I thought it was surgery gone wrong.
And Marty.
But I was going to go to Hitachi Station and pick up some power converters.
It's another famous birthday today.
Judge Judy's turning 79.
Yeah. That's on this day, October the 21st.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Katie Couric, who used to host the NBC morning show,
Today
Show, has finally talked about her former disgraced co-host, Matt Lauer. Matt was one of the early Me Too, I was going to say victims, but that's not the right word, because he was an animal.
Yeah.
He was one of the early Me Too scalps.
Yes.
And rightfully so. Matt used to have a button in his office where if you came in, he would keep you in there until he was finished with you. Then he would press his little button under his desk and you could leave.
What?
Yeah. He had a lockable internal door with a button under the desk. And I could imagine that, I mean, that's predatory at the best of times, but you could imagine what he's done over a 15-year tenure.
He's on that show for a long time.
Forever. Well, she was on it. She was on it for 15 years.
A TV show that's been made that's loosely based on this.
Yeah. Now, Morning Wars. I haven't seen any of that.
It's
Has
very
anyone
good.
Seen any of Morning Wars?
Yeah. I have seen the
Is
first
this
series.
The Nicole Kidman vehicle?
No.
Jennifer Aniston.
Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell. It's on Apple TV.
Yeah, it's good.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a good one, eh? She's made an awkward return to the Today Show this week. Is this the first time she's ever come back on the Today Show after all those years? Matthew's nodding. And she didn't miss Matt Lauer. She smiled nervously as Savannah Guthrie quizzed her about her new book, Snark.
Mm-hmm.
Her new book's... Oh, no. I thought it was called Snark.
She had two new books.
She's got two new books, Snark and Brutally Honest. No, I'll have another go at that. Quizzed her about her new book, Snark and Brutally Honest Put-Downs, including attacks on her former colleagues on The Morning Show. Katie insisted the attacks have been wildly misrepresented, except for those against Lauer, who had been her TV partner there for 9 years at that stage. She fully ripped into him after earlier being accused of being too soft and defensive when her then-friend started getting accused of sexual misconduct, leading to him losing his job in November 2017.
It was really devastating, but also disgusting. And, you know, I think what I realized is there was a side of Matt I never really knew. And I tried to understand why he behaved the way he did and why he was so reckless and callous and honestly abusive to other women.
Isn't it awful when you feel like you know someone and then you find out something and you don't know them at all?
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Isn't that just heartbreaking when you go, oh, God, I really thought I knew that person.
That deception.
And then, bang, Matt has a little button under his desk and is, you know, conducting himself appallingly around the office.
Yeah.
Having said that, I wouldn't mind a button in our office.
What would it do?
Let you out.
Order another zinger.
I thought it just bring zingers.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
fact check. Loza, what do you got?
Yes. A few things today.
Yes.
I had nothing for a while. Then I checked the Lauren line.
Oh.
A few things came
through.
People
can contact Loz on the Lauren line, 0457 051 051.
Yeah.
Since we've rebranded it, it's been very busy.
Oh, just needed a branding exercise done around it.
LL.
So many Loza things line. In life do.
Yes. Yeah. Just need a handle.
You get your branding right.
Yep. It works.
Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cast your mind back to I Wake Up With Marty when we called Alex.
Alex, yes. Here's what happened.
I Wake Up Marty.
Yes. But
that was Alex answering within four rings and saying I Wake Up With Marty, and he could have won the ping pong table.
And we kind of went, hello, are you whispering?
Yeah.
And then we heard this.
Say it again.
That's Asian people.
No, it's Asian
and
people.
Hung up.
Which seems to be a strange first port of call.
Yeah, it spoilt the whole thing. Oh, we would have been really willing to give him the beer pong table.
It left a foul taste in my mouth.
It's very odd.
Yeah. Is that the soup?
Well,
that could be the soup.
Alex texted me on the Lauren line, and Matt also spoke to him on the phone.
Oh, there's been an update.
Yeah, so he texted me saying, I said I wake up with Marty. Yeah, but then you hung up and you also...
accused us of being Asians.
But Matt, you spoke to him. He reckons he only heard static.
Yeah.
On his phone line.
Yeah. Mm. Only static.
Have we done any tests? Have we rung anyone?
Matt does think it could be a bit of a distance thing with certain people. And test it within our studio here sometimes.
Where was he? He was which suburb?
Clyde.
Clyde, yeah.
That's quite, where is that?
North.
Southeast.
Oh, yes.
Southeast, north. Southeast of north is what it is.
North of Frankston.
You can be north of the southeast.
There's a traffic incident out there, isn't it?
But also, I mean.
Shut up, Will.
When I said test it, I mean, I'm assuming you've already done that.
Well, the show's been on. I'll do that after.
Oh, no, Matthew.
Yeah, you
we've tested it.
It doesn't sound like it's been tested to me.
I test it every day, but I don't call someone and go, hello.
So what? Alex doesn't get the prize.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Although,
sorry,
technically,
Alex.
I mean,
I know it's a bit
I'm
of
leaving
a fuzzy
that
one.
To somebody else to go through.
All right,
it's a tease and a Caesar.
Mm. Is it?
It's going.
I mean,
be,
he said the words and answered within
and
the four rings. So, anyway,
moving on.
Off
stay out of it.
On this day, 1978, Australian civil pilot Frederick Valentich vanishes over the Bass Strait south of Melbourne after reporting contact with an unidentified aircraft.
Mm.
I thought I'd heard of this before.
Yes, you did.
And I had, definitely had. He radioed Melbourne Air Traffic Control to report that an unidentified aircraft was following him at 14,000
feet.
No, 1,400 metres, sorry.
1,400 metres.
He was told there was no known traffic at that level, but he could see a large unknown aircraft which appeared to be illuminated by four bright landing lights. And then they lost all contact, basically. This went on for a while. It was orbiting him, above him. And then the air traffic control heard metallic scraping sounds before all contact was lost. Mm-mm. And they never found him.
Well, he's been abducted by aliens.
Yep.
But his father described him as, quote, a UFO enthusiast.
Oh.
And an ardent UFO guy, according to the Wikipedia. That's a red
flag. That's who they target, though, these UFOs.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
Oh, people that they know are fans of them.
Yeah.
Yep. I reckon what's probably happened is that he's decided to give it all a bit of that UFO gear and then ditched it in the ocean.
Yeah. But what for? You'll never know the impact.
It was more important to him to have made the call.
He failed pilotry.
Totally failed pilotry.
Your word, Loza.
I stand by it. I enjoy that word.
It's a great word. It's just not a word.
Fact check for Jack on the Lauren line.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Loz, just finished listening to yesterday's podcast when Marty said he hasn't had milk in his coffee since he was 8. But during the infamous...
Did you say that?
He did.
Marty wouldn't know.
He did say that. But during the infamous coffee order podcast, which did go on, didn't he order a flat white?
Absolutely never in my life. No. Not my mother.
That was mostly everyone else in the team.
Yeah. Flat white.
A long black.
That was a long
and
black.
And a flat white for the ladies, please. Holy hell.
Anyway.
If you're a man ordering a flat white, you better have a beard so people know you're a man.
Oh my people can enjoy a flat white.
That's fine. That is so silly.
You've just done a whole thing on men's
masculine.
Yeah, and what you hate. Well, some men like to have a flat white, and that's okay.
I love a flat white.
That's my coffee order.
There you go.
Picked the wrong room.
Troy?
Yeah, I'll have a flat white on occasion, but it's usually an almond latte.
I expected better from you.
Almond latte.
Is that better?
Almond latte is probably worse, isn't it?
You guys are so sensitive.
Grow that beard out, Troy.
Stop crying like a girl.
What's wrong with you? Pull your dresses up and get on with your day.
Oh, my God. He's kidding.
Push that button.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Always some extra bits on the back end.
Oh, what have we got today, William?
We received one during the show from Andrew talking about UFOs. Marty, I'm an airline pilot and I've never seen a UFO.
No.
It's anecdotal.
Yeah. Did he study pilotry?
He would have.
Yeah.
Well, we dug a little deeper on, we mentioned a bloke on this day today whose name escapes me.
Frederick Valentich.
And
in the 50s he went missing.
70s.
70s, my apologies.
Was it over Bass Strait?
Yes, it was.
He's from Melbourne. Well,
you're right.
A Melbourne guy. And he, just before he went missing, gave it a bit of, there's lights behind me, they're tailing me, they won't go away.
Mm.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Then Will did a little bit of a deep dive on.
Oh, it's not that deep.
No, it's literally Wikipedia. On the Wikipedia.
Yeah,
and when
right.
Will started telling me this, I realised that I was aware of a lot of this, but I think I liked the story so much I'd blocked it out of my brain and then Will ruined it again for me.
The suggestion might be that old mate was
crazy.
Yeah. And that he may have even been flying upside down at the time and the lights that he saw were actually his own lights reflected off the water.
Yeah.
But would they reflect from, like,
1400
he was
meters.
Pretty high.
Are well, that's where he made the report.
Ah, yes.
So,
Would you be able to see it off the water, Troy, from 4,500 feet?
No, that's a bit high.
Mm.
Yeah.
4,500 feet
is a long way.
I don't think UFOs got him.
No, I don't think. I just think he was having a moment.
Yeah, I think he was just experiencing another one of his personalities going through something.
Maybe he just desperately wanted that and he made it up and then he felt good about it.
Yes.
And then died happy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
He wanted it so bad, he manifested it and it took it to the next level, which meant giving it his life. I think we've all done that.
We were talking about Ben Simmons a lot over the last couple of days.
I'm sick of talking about Ben Simmons.
But this is funny. Kevin's a Philly sports fanatic, and he likes following multiple teams in that part of the world. And he wanted to bring up some stories about fans that have turned on their own team and each other before, and there's examples. He says, booing and throwing snowballs at a Santa Claus at an Eagles game. There was a guy dressed as Santa and the fans have turned on him.
Right. These are Philly fans.
Philly fans, yeah. An entire group of Eagles fans once fought one of the 76ers players in the car park because he didn't go for the home team in football.
Fought one of their own players in the car park?
For a basketball player from Philly. Didn't go for the Eagles from Philly in the NFL.
Right. And so they fought the basketballer.
Yeah, and they are constantly throwing batteries, apparently. Oh,
that sounds painful.
Boo their own fans. Right,
so they're rough.
Kevin Hart tells a story where there was a game, and on the field, a guy was throwing a frisbee to his dog at halftime. The dog didn't catch it, and the whole crowd booed the dog. So they're quite passionate. Savage. And Ben Simmons might be fronting up in front of them this Saturday. So I'm curious to see.
Yeah, he's going to have a rough time, Ben.
Christmas stuff. Ted, Kendall, we received a few different images of things at Coles.
What, lights that are already up or at Coles? I forgot to look at the person's lights.
Oh, I saw one today, actually, on the outside of a balcony coming in at... It was lights.
In the air? Being followed?
Were you upside down over the water?
No, it was just one fairy light along like someone's balcony, but I'd never seen it before, and I think it's part of this Diwali festival.
Diwali. Yeah. A lot of people have suggested Diwali.
All right.
Frankie said he has this across from his house, which
is that's a Santa. Inflatable that's not Diwali.
Santa. No, that's not
Diwali. That's Christmas. Yeah,
inflatable Santa and Frosty.
Can I just do one thing?
Yes, jump in.
Oh, you still doing Christmas?
No.
Okay, good. Today, Matt is dressed like Marcel Marceau.
It goes without saying. Yeah. I mean, for anyone who's an aficionado of mime, that is the outfit.
But it's just stripes.
Dressed
exclusively by the House of Levi's. Yes.
What's
your point here?
No, I just have a fun Marcel Marceau fact, which I just thought was interesting.
This is good.
This is from David in Frankston.
Okay.
He said, did you know that Marcel Marceau is the only person in Mel Brooks' silent movie with a line of dialogue?
I did know that.
Yes.
Classic Mel Brooks.
No.
No.
He just says no, and that's the whole thing.
That is a good fact.
Yeah, it's fun.
You can train for years to be a proper mime.
It's actually brilliant.
In France, it's a very real thing.
Yeah, it sure is.
The mime in French. Yeah. They train for years to pull on a rope.
Yeah.
An invisible rope.
The way they do it's really good.
I saw Marcel in person.
Oh, yeah.
He was here about 2006 or something.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
And it's
overrated.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
Unbelievably bad.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. What you were saying, the control of the body.
Yes. It's like when you see those people doing that weird dancing like that with their body. It's like that, but no one knows what I'm doing.
No. I don't even know what you're doing, and I'm in here.
You know, the people that do it's like really like, it looks like they're like roboting.
I know exactly what you're doing.
The dance we're going to do after lockdown in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Beep bopping.
There was an Instagram story that went up of you jogging into the studio because you missed your first break.
Yeah. How did that look ridiculous?
Did you jog?
Yeah. I had to.
Well, he shuffled.
Remember I was heating my suit.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise you'd jog.
I did do a light jog because Matthew was losing his mind.
It got a little bit fat, Jamie, in the
car. Oh, don't tell him that.
It always does. It always does.
I'm not going to read those. But the Nick... said, was he late having his Metamucil?
That's
on a similar theme. Simon said, definitely doing a work poo. Yeah.
I was eating my... But Insta story means it goes away. It's not up there forever.
It's gone.
Thanks.
People just think they can bully you and fat shame you because they're like...
Because you started it. That's why.
I did start it. Yeah. Well, so did Troy. He makes a zinger comment.
Oh!
But
he was offended for a second and then he realised, that's true, actually.
That's it.
People are part of the crew.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Adam.
But hang on a minute. You are...
This has turned into an Electric Boogaloo film.
It is the turnaround, though. You've started the soup diet a few days ago.
I'm back.
So you are back.
This is what I do.
And I'm a full credit.
I'm a boom and bust guy.
Yes.
I've never been any different.
No way.
I have top weight. I have bottom weight.
And also the mental challenge that you are facing right now. Mm. The discipline is impressive.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Mm. It is.
And Adam's part of the crew. And the Instagram story said, first time Marty has ran late. And he said, probably didn't need the word late in this statement.
Oh,
now which I thought was really unfair from Adam.
That's fat shaming.
Fair enough to mention.
One more from Peter.
What if we had a zinger burger in the studio? Wouldn't you have run?
Oh, zinger!
That's not how I sound.
And phone's out because Peter has provided some artwork. G'day, Wilbert. Catching up on Monday's podcast, talking about lookalikes. Seeing as I'm crowning myself as the original namer of the big shiglet, I think it's only fair that I had a lookalike.
It's Miss Piggy.
No, it's Piglet.
It's Piglet from Winnie the Pooh.
On the billboard of my...
That's funny.
That's so hurtful.
But
I can
cute.
See the humour in it. Yeah. I can see why that's funny.
Yes. Right.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shugold Show. Chat to you next time at Triple M.
The Marty Shugold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.